Remember today, we discussed yesterday the what I call the halachos of triage. A person is running late, so we talked about the idea that the Ramah says the skeletal unit, the psuke de zimra, of course, baruch shamar and yishtabach, a frame it in terms of the brachos, and then we have ashrei, we talked about makes ashrei or tila the David so special, and the chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan being that mizmor lesoda rises to that same level. First of all, it doesn't take that long, but also kol mizmor nasidim libatel chutz mizmor lesoda, that lasid lavo, that's really going to be the ultimate shevach, which is really just hodah. Yesterday we discussed how the Aruch HaShulchan equates that with the fifth hallelujah, that pasuk kol neshama tehallel ya hallelujah, that's really a kind of a special pasuk. It relates to the hanas haneshama, that's why it's associated with birchas hareach. And after that, you begin to fill in the third hallelujah, the rest of the hallelujahs, and then we go to shiras hayam, baruch Hashem li olam, if you have time, vayivarech David, and then back to hodu, which is just the likutei psukim. So then the Aruch HaShulchan concludes with the following question. He says, okay, fine, that's all true in terms of psukei dezimra. What birchos hashachar, that seems like a fundamental obligation that you have to recite birchos hashachar. So if you're running late, presumably you should come back and say, oh, birchos hashachar. And then you've seen the mind of a gadol at work. And he comes to a full stop and he goes, but I've got a problem. Because he quotes the Pri Chadash, Rabbeinu Chizkiya da Silva, one of the great Chachamim of Italy of the 17th century. Fortunately, he lived 39 years. So the Pri Chadash says, he's not so sure that that's going to work for every bracha. So Pri Chadash makes the observation in the context of the bracha, Machazir Neshamo Sivgari Mesim. He says, if you already davened, and you already said in the Shevach section of Shmona Esrei, Mechaya Mesim, how can you come back now? This is like a bracha Shein Etzricha. The Aruch HaShulchan says, yeah, you know, I was thinking about it. That's a really good point. And then you start to go down the list, he says, and there's a whole bunch of them that you shouldn't be able to say. If you already said Yotzer HaMe'oros, you should be able to say HaNosin L'Sech Vivina. If you already said the Brach of Gevuros and the Amida, should you be able to say Matir Asurim? We already covered that. He's got all these problems. So he says, you know, this is the last line. He says, really should come to shul on time because this is a thorny problem. I don't know exactly how to solve it. But like he said previously, right, surprising some of us, that in terms of psukei dezimra, you know, after davening, he took the position shev al tasa adif. Maybe better to do nothing than to be machmir for the positions that you should say it with brachos, or even without brachos. So here he says you really have to go with a fine tooth comb and figure out: did you cover this in some other section of the davening, whether it's the Amida or in the Birchos Kriyat Shema? That would be the only matir, he thinks, to say these brachos all over again. So he finishes with a good reminder, which is a good muster for those of us who are dropping our kids off in the morning. Try to come on time. And if you can't make it exactly at the minute, be the Asar Rishonim, say Birchos HaShachar before you say other things, because it will help us be Mistalik Min HaSafik.